Okay. Take a moment and get ready for our next portion of the calendar. And we'll move on to item 698, Carla.
698, authorize a grant to Central City Concern for the provision of treatment readiness services to traditional transitional housing and follow-up retention support services to chemically dependent, homeless, adult chronic arrestees in an amount not to exceed $928,546.
Okay, I think we have presenters here on this item. Come on up.
Morning. I'm Billy Kemmer. I'm the program manager for the service coordination team, so I'm here to representing the Police Bureau for item 698 and actually 700 for the Central City Concern, the reauthorization of the contracts for Central City Concern and Volunteers of America through Multnomah County. And I'm here. I don't have a presentation, just here for questions if it's necessary.
So why don't you read 700 as well, Carla, and we'll see if there are any council questions for you on either of those.
700, authorize an intergovernmental agreement with Multnomah County to provide outpatient treatment and supportive housing to chronic offenders identified by the service coordination team in an amount not to exceed $746,000.
Mayor, just to guide our deliberation, these are all grants or contracts that flow from the budgeted amounts that we've already approved?
Correct.
So
right.
That's all we're doing now is...
Yep, we're just authorizing the agreements and contracts.
Special.
Yep,
okay,
exactly.
Thank you. I am, for one, I'm ready to vote.
Okay, other questions?
Actually, I have one, which is how much progress we made in figuring out which of these services could be covered by insurance now that, theoretically, with Obamacare, everybody should have insurance?
So we're working on that through it. So where we've come so far is that the Volunteers of America side of things, those services have a potential to be covered in certain amounts. VOA is still trying to identify what that billing cycle will look like. We're actually sitting, I represent on a couple of CCO subcommittees to try and identify how that's going to be, but that's going to be a main. And I've actually talked to your staff quite a bit about that over the year. That's going to be one of our main focuses for the next year, is identifying how that's going to.
And have the CCO folks been helpful?
They have, to a certain extent. I think that from my perspective, sitting on some of the committees, there's a lot of competing information that's trying to get lined up. So they've shed a little bit of light on at least what's possible, but they're identifying exactly what type of addictions-based services and how you bill for that is still kind of in question.
Have the service coordination team clients been signed up for Medicaid or other insurance?
Yeah, so that's been a priority too, of just getting people signed up for insurance and making sure that they're getting coverage through, you know, once they're in the program.
But it kind of seems to me, I know you're working hard on this, that it seems to me that at some point you tell the CCOs, look, these people are signed up. They are your clients. Mm-hmm. Theoretically, Obamacare Medicaid covers addiction treatment services. So we're sending you a bill, and you're responsible for paying for it.
And that's kind of what it seems like it's headed towards, is just saying, you know, this is where we're at, and we need to actually identify the process by which we can get reimbursed. The concern is that the reimbursements wouldn't be timely enough to, you know, to cover the costs within that time frame. That's what we were been told so far. But
within what time frame? I'm sorry.
Just with it, it's like that the billing process wouldn't happen in a timely manner. That's the information we've gotten back.
What does that mean? Does that mean that we would take us a while to be reimbursed?
Yeah, from what we're hearing, they haven't figured out exactly how the reimbursements would happen for a certain, because they're still identifying what services can be billed.
I mean, it seems to me, if we send them a bill that takes them six months to figure out how much they pay us, I think that's better than they're not paying us anything ever.
Yeah. Right.
Well, maybe that's what we do moving forward, that this money is so that your providers can get paid.
Yes.
That's a priority for us next year. Maybe next year. Some of the money
is finding what we can actually recoup through the federal. But
if you could ever use, some help giving the CCOs a push. I mean, we're happy to call state legislators or what have you to say, listen, this thing needs to be moved along.
Okay,
so let us know.
That's good. Yeah, that's good to have the support of the council. I appreciate everyone's
thank
support.
You.
Yeah, no, you have it, and this program is a success story, and the fact that now the ACA, the Affordable Care Act, means we actually get a chance to be reimbursed for services that we've already been providing all along is great, but absolutely, we may have to call the question, as Commissioner Novick has said. So.
And I also invite you all to attend our graduation here tomorrow at 11 a.m.
Oh, yeah, that's great. That's great. Good. Thank you. Other questions? Thank you. Is there anyone that wants to speak on these two items, 698 or 700?
Yes. I think Crystal may have left, but we also have Sawyer Sherman.
Okay.
Please
come on up.
Thanks.
Sweet. How you guys doing?
Good morning.
Number 698?
Yes.
Right?
The Central City Concern.
Correct. That figure was right around $950,000, correct?
928, right.
Yeah, that seems like a significant amount of money to me, and I've heard a lot of information about the funding that's going towards helping the homeless. But I hear a lot of frustration within the homeless community as well about where that money is being spent and how it's being utilized. And I was just curious if you guys ever go out and talk to the homeless at all directly, because I've never seen you anywhere in any homeless community around the whole city. I don't think I've seen any of you guys. I don't think I've even heard of you. I've seen you because you walk here. But I'm just, like, really curious how you guys are throwing so much money at it but so little time of your own. And I understand that you guys probably got a lot of meetings to hold and mics to talk into and stuff. But I'm just like me as a 20-year-old man, when I got out of high school, I immediately went to the homeless community directly, you know, and tried to relate to them. And I understand that you guys are throwing hundreds of thousands of dollars at these people, but it's really not what they need. I think what they really need is a little bit of compassion, a little bit of attention, and, like, how do you get a man off drugs? You don't fund a committee to get him off drugs. You, as an individual, go and connect with him. And I was just wondering how much community time you've spent with the homeless. Like, have you went and sat in, like, a homeless circle and, like, watched them do their drugs and, like, related to their life and, like, heard about the difficulties that they've gone through?
Yeah, fair question. No, I think all of us have done quite a bit of that, and actually I've spent a lot of time out on the streets with JOIN, for example, and we really rely on these nonprofits like Central City Concern, who are doing those direct services to try to reach people, because obviously we can't do that full time. But I think you're right. Each of us has a responsibility to get out there and see what it's really like. And
when was the last time you worked with JOIN?
Oh, it was a couple of months ago, yeah.
A couple of months?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a while ago, sir.
Right. Well, fair enough.
I'm just very incessant that you guys understand at your place of leadership more than money and more than funding. People need your time, your attention. I love seeing your eyes right now, and I love getting to know you guys, and I appreciate your time.
Yeah, great. Thank you. Thanks for coming. No, and keep giving us your advice about what you think works and doesn't. So,
and just so you know, I have a weekly meeting with Right to Dream 2 leaders. So in terms of your question about the expenditure of the money, you're right, nearly $1 million is a lot of money. I invite you to come to the graduation ceremony tomorrow at 11 o'clock because you'll see why it's a wise investment. Also, the folks who are in this program have been very expensive to not take care of. So they're folks who get arrested a lot, go to prison a lot, and that is much more expensive than actually taking care of them and providing the treatment that can help them get back to being taxpaying citizens.
Yeah, a quick question on that graduation. Is it it's a significant event?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. See, now me, I'm like a different kind of individual. I don't really like, you know, the physicality of things. But that big event, if we could take big events like that.
It's right here in council chambers. It doesn't cost anything.
Doesn't cost anything?
No.
Maybe
just
a little for
so
refreshments.
Good. Well, it does cost something. I mean, where
it's
everything
paid for.
Oh, yeah, everything is paid for out for you, sir. I know that. Don't think I don't know that. But I'm just saying, I think if we all maybe humbled ourselves a little bit, I think we'd solve the homeless problem. You know what I mean? We got tons of money. We got tons of all kinds. We got nice buildings. We just don't have personal experiences, you know what I mean? Like, I'm a Christian, so, like, I'm weird about it. I really believe that losing all your stuff is the answer. Maybe we're not all on that page, but I'm just saying, man, like, you guys have the potential to help these homeless people if you would just go talk to them. Just go talk to them. Like, I'm telling you, like, I talk to hundreds of homeless people, like, a lot, you know, and they haven't heard much from you guys.
Fair point. Thank you.
Very important reminder.
Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Thank you, guys.
Right. Take care.
Blessings.
Yeah. Thank you, too. Anyone else? Okay.
I think
Lightning,
Mr. Lightning,
did you want to come speak? Come on up. Okay, sorry. Morning.
Morning. My name is Lightning. I represent Lightning Think Lab. Basically, the Central City Concern, like I say, I'm always impressed at the work they do. They do make a difficult job look easy, and they're always moving forward on important issues. One of the things that I want to maybe stress, and of course with the IGA, with Multnomah County, is that one of the concerns I have is on the Suicide Watch Division in Multnomah County Jail, and I'd like to see more input from Central City Concern on that, also Multnomah County, on more or less the low-level offenders that end up in Suicide Watch. Upon the release, I want to make sure that the treatment is continued, such as through programs at Central City Concern. I want to make sure they have supportive housing in place. I want to see additional funding positioned and geared toward the Suicide Watch Division to make sure that, to me, that's one of the highest priorities. It's one thing if somebody is homeless and they're out on the streets. It's another thing if they're homeless out on the streets, end up in jail and in Suicide Watch Division. And if homelessness alone is such a traumatic experience for them, we need the continued treatment upon their release and also put into housing immediately. We need to really do a lot of research on the Suicide Watch Division. We need to understand what is the percentage of people currently in there that are homeless, number one, that came off the streets. We need to really look at the data on this, and we need to understand that when they are put in the Suicide Watch Division, that needs to be one of the highest priorities upon their release to make sure treatment is continued, to make sure the housing options are put into place immediately. That is the time we need to do that. We cannot, it's a public safety issue. It's something that has to be addressed. And the only way we can address it is through the proper data and the research pertaining to the Suicide Watch Division. I'd like more data pertaining to the division on what are the opinions of people that have been in Suicide Watch. How do they feel they've been treated? How do they feel they're doing right now? Have they been put into housing? It's very important data. We need to take care of the people that are in Suicide Watch Division, and we need to really do that and step that up. Thank you.
Thank you. Good point. All right. Anyone else? Other questions? Okay, so let's take a roll call on 698, please.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Novick.
Aye.
Fritz.
Thank you for your work. Aye.
Hales.
Aye. And 700.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Novick.
Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Hales.
Just want to say the service coordination team is a success story. Chair Kefouri and I have started our discussions about where do we work next to try to create this kind of coordinated effort and solve some of the disconnects between the two governments, so that this is one that ain't broken that we don't need to fix. Aye.
That's great. Thank you very much. I hope to see you all tomorrow.
Thank you.